What's up, y'all? My name is Jeffrey. It's Jeffrey TV. Or is my name Jeffrey Mitchell? Or am I just Jeffrey? Or am I Jeffery? You get it. Anyway, I'm just in here doing my job after a tremendous Steeler weekend. Historic, going to the stadium in Texas and surrealness and just the wonderfulness of it. And just the whole experience. And I was sitting here thinking that you just don't wake up and go out and have such deeply rewarding, surreal experiences like I have on a whim. I was thinking, did a lot of work went into this, what I do? The deep pleasure and sensations, number one, that I allow myself to achieve, I have to be open up. First of all, you have to be opened up to have an experience come down on you. You got to be open enough, wide open enough to where you're not apprehensive, you're not scared, you're not shy. You have to be like fully open for the experience to come down on you. This is just my opinion. This is my subjective experience on how I do it. That takes time. To get to that point in life, period, takes time. Most people, a lot of people in life will never even get there. In life, to where they can just go to a place or a point and feel just as comfortable in their living room as they do 1,000 miles away in AT&T Stadium. That, I was thinking, is something that I worked on, I practice. It's like a meditation, a mindset, a mindfulness, a being in the moment, that you learn and you practice and you train yourself to be able to keep that mental awareness and openness so that you are able to allow experience deep inside you and not be afraid to experience it. Hold on, I'm actually doing work here. And not be afraid to experience something exciting or new. And I'm thinking for this, for me, this started from growing up, from my parents. I was taught and shown certain things. And the one I always liked to go to was the hotel thing. I learned about hotels at an early age. Yeah, I learned about hotels at a very early age. You know, how to go in there, what to expect, how to get to the room, you know, what the bellhop is, the elevators, how you check in. I learned that at an early age, so I was comfortable with hotels. This traveling period, I always was comfortable getting in the car and traveling and just talking to people who are there to, you know, help you do your travels, getting on airplanes. You know, there's no fear of getting on airplanes. There's no fear of meeting people. There's no fear of going places I've never been before, renting a car and going and just go. And just to get there and to be in a mindset to where you're open enough to let it all come down on you. Going out and having a good time is not easy. When you're younger, it's different. I think when you're younger, just going out is fun. I don't know. When I went out when I was younger, I guess just half of the fun was just being out. Then as I got older, I got more selective in the places I went and was able to choose and maybe orchestrate the situations better. Saying like, oh yeah, I'm not going to go to this club. This club is a little better. I can try this one over here. Let's go over this one. Let's take this one with me. Let's go with this person. But what made me really stop and think is that I be having a blast. I be having the best time ever. It's surreal. For me, it is surreal. It's like it's not even real. It's so spectacular, some of the things. And just to be open, okay, say like yesterday at the stadium, to have the awareness of architecture and technology and sound and visual and video and food. You know, I love to eat, the food thing and the football and the people around me and the, you know, getting dressed and the jerseys and the officials and the commentators and the cameramen and the stadium opening up and just the beautiful architecture and art and just the, even the people working there. To be able to get some, appreciate the people working there and get energy from them and a vibe from them and understand that even the seats and the stairs, that everything in that moment is stimulating, can be stimulating and part of the positive feeling or excitement or just the adrenaline and just... Because quite frankly, I know people who just can't have fun. It seems like no matter what you do, they're not going to have fun. Or their fun is different. Let me say, put it that way. Their having fun is different. It comes off different. What they enjoy doing at a football game may be different than what I enjoy doing at a football game or at a club or at a concert. So I don't want to compare what my happy looks like compared to somebody else's happy. Or what my experience looks like compared to somebody else's experience of any event or even the same event is different. I just believe everything is different. But I know some people who just got so much going on that I can see that they're years from being as happy as I can be, happy as I am, thoroughly. I mean, thoroughly happy. To where I'm not thinking about things that I see a lot of people sincerely worry about. Some of it I think is justified and some of it is not. That is purely a subjective statement that I cannot make outside of myself. But in casual conversation, in this conversation, since I'm just talking to myself, I can say that. There are some things people worry about that I don't feel are justified. It's nothing to reason about. Just go have a good time. No. It's not easy, you know. I don't want to say living the life that I do. Like I'm living some kind of life. And that's another thing I'm thinking. I'm talking about my life like it's so spectacular. Like it's so this and it's so that. And if you think about it, the fact that I think my life is all this and all that is enough. My life could be nothing, you know, compared to other people, compared to people who've been all around the world, people, you know, blah, blah, blah. There's all different, there's hierarchy and there's different levels of excitement. And there's always going to probably be somebody who's done more and went farther and did better than you did, whatever better means. But the point is, when an individual can say, or feel that their life is spectacular and exciting and pretty much exactly the way they want it to be, regardless of what it is in comparison to somebody else, or regardless of what it is in comparing to what could be or what can't be or what should be, for a person to be able to look at their life and be so proud of it or so energized by it or just to get so much fulfillment from it, that in itself, whether it's real or not, in my head, to have that in my head is major. Whether it's real or not, illusionary, if it's even, I'm deluding myself. To wake up every morning thinking, wow. For me to think that my life is all of that has nothing to do with you or anybody else on the planet. It has nothing to do with anything. It does probably doesn't even have to do with a reality or the truth or anything. But for me, just to feel that way is of major significance. As soon as you wake up in the morning, as soon as I wake up in the morning with that feeling, it's on. And for me to come in, get on here doing work and wanted to say this, to get this down in digital, that going out ain't easy. Traveling ain't easy. You got to get comfortable from experience. You get comfortable from getting on airplanes. You know how airports work, and you get comfortable. It almost becomes mundane. And in that mundaneness, you can relax. You're not like, first couple times I flew abroad, I was like, the whole time. Until I got back. I had fun and everything, but it was my first time, and I'm there by myself, and I'm like, but through experience going to, you know, multiple times, going to stadiums, going to concerts, being there, knowing what's going to happen, knowing where to look, knowing how to look at that back door that nobody might be looking at, open that door, go in there and see what's in there, ring that bell, you know, ask that person this, you know, you get there early, walk through that door, go around back, you know, find the buses, you know, whatever, you know, just to explore. Some people go to a concert or a dinner or a show, and the only thing, they go right from their car to their table to the bathroom once, and then back to their car. Me, I'm all over the joint. I'm upstairs, I'm downstairs, I'm in the basement. In fact, if I don't get told to leave or ask, can I help you or what are you doing here? I have failed. And then through experience, I just naturally do that. I just find myself naturally doing that. And I've gone back to venues that I've been before and ended up in places that I remember I had been to, that I got into. I was like, I've been here before. I remember I came in here. I was like, how the hell did I get in here? It just comes with being comfortable if from doing this from so long and just from growing up with this being a part of my life, given the tools to actually go out and assimilate and interact with life thousands of miles away, people I've never met in places thousands of miles away that I've never been, to get there and be comfortable and to walk and to move and to give off an energy like I belong. And that's going to relax people around you. People are going to be relaxed. They can see your body language and your energy, and they may even think, oh, he doesn't even look like he's from here. He's not walking like he's a tourist. You know, he's not moving. His energy and his disposition and his demeanor doesn't seem to be touristy. Like I'm one of you guys. I'm from here. No, I'm not. And if you're giving that energy off, that's the kind of energy you're going to get back. I mean, just talking to myself on the airplane, whatever, just like being just as comfortable at a concert, at a P-Funk show in Paris, France, as I am sitting on my toilet. It's all the same. It's not the same. There's different vibrations and there's different energies. I'm not going to say it's the same. That's an oversimplification. But to be relaxed at that, and that took decades. I don't think you can do that in your 20s. 30s, it started to happen. 40s, a little bit more. 40s, I started to recognize all the stuff that I'd done in my 20s and 30s and saying, oh. 40s and 50s is when I was just like, oh, shit, I know how to do this. I've been here before. I'm the man now. Coming up on 60, I think what's going to happen is I'll be more aggressive with it. Just be more obnoxious. No, I don't want to say obnoxious. Be more aggressive with it. I don't know. I just want to get on and say that, even during work. Usually I don't cut this on during work, but I wanted to get that out there. How long did I go? 14 minutes. Wow, that's longer than I thought. But that's what it comes down to. These places I've been to, I mean, all my life I've wanted to go to these places ever since I was young and little. The life that I'm living now, I put work into having. I put a lot of work into having. And I stayed straight. I built a career. I built my credit. I learned. I experienced. I documented. I mean, because sitting in that stadium yesterday, I mean, sitting in that, was that yesterday? No, the day before yesterday, sitting in that stadium Sunday, it was just gorgeously beautiful. It was just, and to see a good game and see your team and then just other Steeler fans there, and just to be in that moment, to have that moment, and to be comfortable enough, just relax. You know, I'm not worried about the car. I'm not worried about the hotel. I'm not worried about how I'm going to get home or the bills paid or this or that or this or that. I'm not worried about it. I'm just like there. I'm just like dancing in it. Just comfortable, free, and just dancing in it. And to be that way in life. Just to be in life. Just to be able to dance in life. Just to, I mean, truly there. Not just, you know, move. I'm talking about to really just be spontaneously moved by life to where you just want to dance to it. Maybe it's because of the first or second thing or third thing I've done this year that I'm so full off of that event. Because my God, I've been to football games before. In fact, I went to three of them last year. Concerts and everything. 2019 was a hell of a year. Probably got something to do with the lockdown and this being one of my very few outings. But again, regardless, the fact that I feel it was surreal, that it felt overwhelmingly beautiful, that I was inundated stimulating visual and audio, and the moment just come down on you so hard and just so encompass your whole body, you just can just stand there and just and then when it's over you got the routine down. Rent a car back to the rental car place, the hotel, you know the routine, drop it off, blah, 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 credit cards, this, that, shuttle, boom, boom, shuttle, home, you just got it down. There's a comfort level. I think what I'm saying, to achieve a comfort level when living the life that I'm living as aggressively as I am. Anyway, gotta go. That's the call. Uh-oh. So did that make sense? This one may have came out of disjointed. This delivery may have come out of disjointed, but it really comes down to me just wanting to get out, get that idea out that, you know, you just, I don't feel that. You know, I just wanted to get that idea out that I don't feel that, you know, a lot of work went into the life that I have. A lot of work went into this life that I have, and I deeply appreciate and worship the life that I have. I deeply appreciate and worship the life that I have, the experiences that I have. I'm beyond proud of. Proud is not even the word. The fulfillment I get from it, the things I've experienced and seen in life, which shape my view of life and how I feel about life and what I see about life and people. The experiences I've had overall in my 58 years that lead me just to believe or to feel or to have a faith. And how wonderful this place is. Like I said, I just might be all gooey from seeing the Steelers and sitting in that beautiful seat that we had. Sitting there looking at my football team play a hell of a game in a beautiful setting. Just man-made beauty. Huge architectural design. Gorgeous. Just to be a part of that. Pay money to go and participate in that. Humans do that. humans do that? A human spent $5 billion to build that thing so that people can go there and watch a goddamn football team. And when we do it, we get something so deeply rewarding. What is that about? What is that about? $5 billion stadium for a football team. That much resource goes into a form of entertainment. Entertainment is beyond entertainment. And for me to be in a position to experience, to partake, experience these situations in life from around the world is major. And again, I know everybody, it takes something to get a passport. It takes something to travel around the world. It ain't for everybody. You know, some people, a lot of people just stay 50 miles from where they live and that's it. You know, they don't need to go anywhere else. It takes some fortitude to get on an airplane and go by yourself. Thousands of miles away. With confidence. It takes experience. But anyway, I just want to throw that out there. 21 minutes. I wasn't supposed to go 20 minutes this time. My name is Jeffrey. And I love me some me. I love me some me because of the me that I built. With the help of everyone around me, of course. With the help of all of you, everyone. I just love me some me. I just love being me and doing me and just being me. I guess I'm having a moment of appreciation for that which I am.